Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues Caleb Weiss of the Bridgeway Foundation and the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He's in Africa, to East Africa, where it is a beautiful, mild rainy day, Caleb tells me. It is beautiful here in New England, and we're looking at the future for Africa. There is a story in the Financial Times I recommend to everyone in these last hours about Africa responding to the cutback, the noticeable cutback in aid. About a fifth of all aid has now been cut back, not only by the U.S., but our European allies as well. Several African governments, from South Africa to Nigeria, reads the FT, have talked about shouldering more of the burden. Rwanda has been rolling out primary health care backed by a sophisticated electronic patient record system. That, former executive director of UNAIDS, Peter Piot, says is superior to those of many European countries. Now, your experience in Africa is what I depend upon, Caleb. Is there talk that the aid is drying up, that we need to find alternative methods of public hygiene and hospital care, or is that still rarefied talk at the UN level?
No, it's very common talk. Aid cuts, especially from USAID, where USAID did provide a significant chunk of medical assistance, particularly, you know, HIV prevention and you know, treatment, has been talked about a lot. And in fact, it's been pretty poorly received of not having all that funding. You know, African states do need to pull more weight. I agree with that. But to an extent, they can only do so much without, you know, outside help. And one of the key things that they were receiving was medical assistance via USAID and other aid programs from, you know, European states. You know, personally, I'm against the cuts. You know, we could talk more about that, I guess. But the feeling or the knowledge of it and the emotions around it are very palpable of all these cuts.
Bill, you have a question.
As the saying goes, nature abhors a vacuum. With the U.S. aid cuts, who is going to fill this void? Are countries like China and Russia going to provide services like medical services, or are they just going to attempt to exploit this situation in other ways?
I think both. You know, China already does a lot of investment in healthcare and sort of hospitals in Africa. And I think they would probably be in some regards already are becoming, you know, a substitution to USAID. And I think this is kind of to the detriment of the United States, wherein USAID or sort of all of the foreign aid that we provided, especially to Africa by way of education or healthcare, was a genuine source of soft power. It promoted the American people, it promoted the American image, and people did have, you know, positive experiences or positive feelings about such aid. Now with that gone, you have states like China moving in to kind of supplant that, which obviously helps sway public opinion more favorably to China and less favorably to the United States, which I think in the long run hurts the U.S., you know, diplomatically and culturally around the world. Of, you know, one thing that I think a lot of Americans don't realize is the sort of cultural cachet that America has around the world. And part of that is because of not only our brands, but also because of the amount of aid that we provide and, you know, genuinely, you know, trying to help people medically or through education or through other soft power means. But with that being gone, you do have an opening for China or Russia. Sure, other willingness states such as, you know, the Gulf Arab states that are also moving into Africa to sort of fill those gaps. You know, as an American who wants to see, you know, America prosper and be sort of this beacon around the world, you know, that kind of sucks. We're no longer having that image and states like communist China is taking that over.
Caleb Weiss, Bridgeway Foundation, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy in East Africa. Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow, FTD, keeps the Longwire Journal where you can see Caleb's reporting routinely.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.